Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to 91.9 KPTZ FM. I'm Simon James with the local news for Port Townsend and beyond on this Thursday, September 1st, 2022. Happy first day of September, everyone. It did have a bit of a fall feel out there this morning, didn't it? Foggy and chilly through the early part of the day. Still no big changes predicted in the weather anytime soon, though. Mostly sunny skies this weekend and into next week with highs near 70. The only precipitation in the forecast is the occasional light mist in the morning, like we had today. Schools on the peninsula and across the state are preparing for students to return either this week or next. Quilcene and Brennan school districts went back to school on Monday this week, while in Port Townsend, the first day will be Tuesday, September 6th. Students in the Port Angeles school district began classes today as planned, even though bargaining continued to the last minute between the teachers' union and the school district yesterday, and a strike is still possible next week. According to the Port Angeles District website, a contract with the Port Angeles Educators Association, which covers teachers, counselors, nurses, therapists, and psychologists, expired Wednesday. On Monday, membership voted to authorize a strike if an agreement could not be reached with the district. No agreement had been reached with the PAEA as of 7 p.m. Wednesday, according to a letter sent to parents by the school district. So a strike is still possible next week. The union has reserved the right to call a strike at the discretion of the PAEA president. If a strike is called, we will notify you as we are informed, said a letter by Carmen Geyer, district spokesperson. According to a Peninsula Daily News article from yesterday, the union is seeking more designated planning time, smaller class size, and wage increases, all of which, it argues, would bring the district up to the same levels in the other districts on the Olympic Peninsula, offer competitive compensation to its members, and be more attractive to recruit at a time when the district is experiencing across-the-board staff shortages. State law dictates that unions must give districts 2 days to prepare for a strike. So, if a strike was called on Wednesday, it would not be in effect until Tuesday, after the Labor Day weekend. The best place to find updates on these negotiations is the Port Angeles District website. In Port Townsend, schools are set to open on schedule, and the district has been hosting various orientations at the different campuses this week. Tonight, parents and students of Salish Coast Elementary, as well as the Ocean Program, are invited to a back-to-school night from 5 to 6 p.m. There is also a school board meeting at the Gale Stewart Building tonight at 5:30 p.m., the public may attend in person or via Zoom. One agenda item that has drawn a good deal of public comment is the proposal for an early learning family childcare center to be constructed on the property at the high school. The high school site has been proposed because of its central location, its feasibility, and the willingness of the school district to cooperate on a lease for the land. The campus area being discussed is an unused field near the tennis court along Blaine Street. The proposed childcare center and the research surrounding it has been sponsored in large part by Jefferson Healthcare. As one of the largest employers in Jefferson County, JHC feels the need to address the childcare shortage in the region and the effect it has on their employees as well as their ability to recruit people. The Early Learning Childcare Center would include spots for 40 children ages 6 weeks to 5 years, with 30% for state-subsidized families, a commercial kitchen, YMCA meals program and early learning center needs as well as family support services and hours of operating from 6:45 a.m. to 7:15 p.m. In a letter to the school board, Public Hospital District Commissioner Keyes Kolf said, "I urge you to support the creation of an additional childcare facility in our community by leasing land you own for which you do not have an identified purpose. Studies have shown that there is a lack of childcare that is affecting businesses of all kinds, from retaining current employees and recruiting new employees. You and many others will benefit from this project." Anyone interested in viewing or participating in the school board meeting tonight can find the Zoom link at ptschools.org. The meeting agenda contains an overview of the childcare facility proposal and lists of stakeholders in the issue. That's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon James. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.